Tanya will learn to be Isaac Lil Yomer. Call the Indian Kula Aina Madabri Ella Beporum Hanisrofim over Sirim Hanisrofim. His the whole Pasha of Aaron is talking about these type of carbonus, that is like a par helam dover, that the whole carbon is burnt. Now Lisra Psuleim Abes Habira. Let's say something happens to this carbon that you have to burn it in the Beis Hamikdash. Valitin Loisa Say Allah Hilosin. There's also a lot of eat this type of a meat that became possible. But that's the way Rabbi Yosef learns this parsha. Omru lois echom meestim chatis, a regular chatis achitzim is done outside. She nichnas dom lefnayin lefnim, that by mistake they brought the blood into the Kodesh HaKadosh minayin. How do we notice such a psul? Omru lehem yentzed vek from this posik of Aaron. Hein loy huvul yes dom yelo Kodesh Pnimo. They did not bring the dam into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Mechlal itzurayim dinofik iyu. If they took the blood outside, inami ayel dom, or else they brought the blood inside, is bersweif, you would have to burn it. So Rabbi Yosef Aglil learns out a regular chatis from this parsha of Aaron, so we see even though there's only a psul in the blood, but the boster is still tor, still you're allowed to burn the meat right away. For Rabbi Yechon, why didn't he also say Rabbi Yosef Aglil? Sovar dam uboso chodemilsi. He understands that there's something wrong with the blood, like over here, the blood they took in the wrong place, that's why you're allowed to burn the meat right away. It's like a psul in the meat. But before, Rabbi Yechon is talking about Bailim, though, where the Bailim is only Tomei, Milsach Ritihi, that's something else. That's a big Yechidish. That's why before Rabbi Yechon only said that Rabbi Yechon and Ben Baruch and Rabbi Nechemya hold the same halacha. That even though the Bailim is only a psul, the Bailim is Tomei, but the meat itself, there's nothing wrong with the meat and there's nothing wrong with the dam. That's a big Yechidish to say. That since the Basar and the dam is Tor, the only psul is the Bailim became Tomei, that there you could burn it right away. That's a tremendous Yechidish. So that Rabbi Yochanan says only Rabbi Yochanan ben Ruka and Rabbi Nechemya are the two that hold that chiddush. That even though just the Bailam was Tomei, or like Aaron, he was anointing, not Roy Tidit, but even though the meat in the dam was Tor, still you're allowed to burn it right away. But from Rabbi Yosef Aglil, you don't see this chiddush. Because Rabbi Yosef Aglil is talking about where the blood is not Roy, where the blood was brought into the wrong place. That's considered like there's a psul, dam, and boss is like one thing. That's why you're allowed to burn it right away. All right, we'll stop here. Pei Gimel. Okay, the Mishnah says that Pei Gimel. For atzomois, a bones, the yagidim, the veins, the hanoiser. Or else you have the leftover meat from a korban pesach, is the locha yisorfum. These things are toin sreifa, you have to burn them. Sagrashi says, atzomois means shlo yochol l'shoivrim. By a korban pesach, the bone, you're not allowed to break the bone of a korban pesach. Bifnei shenes raboi shvira setzim. The Torah says you're not allowed to break the bone. Now, v'noisa b'hen moyach. Now, inside a bone, you could have marrow. Now, the marrow is called basar, and really you're supposed to eat it. But you can't because you can't get into it. Therefore, when it stays overnight, the next day, it's called noiser, and you have to burn these bones. V'rehu noiser, it's the marrow inside the bone is called noiser. V'toyin treifa, therefore you have to burn the whole bone. V'chein gidim t'grashim rov aforech nechlinu. Gemara asked the question, why do you have to burn the veins? Why don't you eat them? Like Lechura, it means to say these are the veins of the Korban Pesach, that's called Basar, that you're allowed to eat them. So if you leave them overnight, they become nicer, you have to burn them. But Metchilo, why should you burn them? Why don't you eat these veins? Viha nicer, that's good. Nicer means by mistake, you left over some meat. Like Rashi says, viha nicer. Basar Pesach shenis'atz l'dachilosim. Somebody was lazy, he didn't finish eating his whole Korban Pesach. When he says it was left overnight, so Lacha is the next morning, it's called Noiser. So the Mishnah says, Yisorfu. All these three things, you have to burn them. When? Beshishosar. You're not allowed to burn them on the first day Pesach, even though they're Noiser in the morning, because you're not allowed to burn Kotrim on Yom Tov. Therefore, you have to wait till the 16th day, which Midrash, that's the first day of Chol HaMoed, and you burn it then. Shrashi Beshishosar. Shuchal Shemoed. That's the first day of Chol HaMoed. V'yafal pi shenifsu baboy kerishon. Even though Pesach in the morning already, when it was left overnight, it's chal noiser. Really, you should burn it right away. But there it says, "Ain rishon the surf and beyond the kafarsh be gemara." You're not allowed to burn kotchim on Yom Tov or see in the gemara. It's not doichy Yom Tov. Therefore, you have to first burn it on the first day chol hamoed. What about chal tezayin lias the Shabbos? His Pesach the first day was Friday, so the first day chol hamoed is Shabbos, and you're not allowed to burn kotchim on Shabbos either. Is the loch yisurf be yud zayin? Burn it on the 17th, which is the second day of Chol HaMoed.
You're not allowed to burn kachim, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. That's the klal of the Mishnah.
That
wouldn't be right. The Mishnah is talking about the Mor. Omer Rav Mori Baravu, Omer Rav Yitzchok, at somois kodeshim. If you have the bone from a kodeshim, from a korban, sheshim shul noiser. That means it was mishamish. It helped along the marrow inside the bone, which was noiser. It's less than not by korban pesach. By any korban that the marrow inside is called basar. If for some reason you didn't eat it, you didn't break it open, you didn't eat it, so the marrow inside is noiser. Now the bone around it is helping out that marrow. That's called sheshimshoy. It's like helping it out. So Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Mechadish, metamim es yudayim. If you touch the bone itself, it's metama your hands. It has the same halacha like noiser. Meat that was left overnight that becomes noiser midirabbonin. If you touch it, it's tamei. It's metama your hands. So now the bones, even though the bones itself is not edible, the bone itself is not noiser, but since the bone helped along what's inside it, the marrow inside it, so the bone is called something that's mishamish noiser, it has a locha like noiser, and if you touch the bone, you're also tummy, you're metamis yodayim. Hoyo venase bosis ladavar osam, because the bone is like holding up, holding inside the marrow. So since it's helping the marrow inside, midirabbonin has a din like noiser itself. You had some marrow left inside the bone. Too long, more than you were supposed to. Now the bone keeps the marrow in place. The bone has the same halacha like noiser itself. That's what the rabbanon dik halacha, that noiser, if you touch it, it's matama your hands. Perek basra. We'll have this also. Yeah. But so that was Rabbi Avuha on Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. So tomorrow, name of Messiah, I'll bring your riot in from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Ho atzamos, if you have the bones of a korban pesach, v'ha gidim, and you have the veins, v'ha noiser, the leftover meat, is yisrafu. You're supposed to burn them. And when letezayin, on the first day chalamoid. Now the question is, hani atzamos hechidami, what type of a bone are we talking about that you have to burn it? If there's nothing inside it, there's no marrow inside it, it's just a pure bone, so lom of esreifa, what do you have to burn it for? It's not nicer. Leaving over the bone is not something that's edible. There was no mitzvah to eat the bone. So if you leave it over, there's nothing wrong with it. Nishadino, stam, throw it away. What do you have to burn it for? There's no chiv esreifa on stam bones. Elop, shita, you have to tell me what we're talking about. The yisbuhu moyach. We're talking about in the case that there is marrow inside the bone. Yes, this bone has marrow inside it. So cases like this. If you tell me, shimush noiser, milsehi, the fact that the bone helped out the marrow inside, it got a shame noiser on the bone itself, is amto dena, you understand, lahochi boy sreifam. That's why you have to burn the bone. There's the Havamin news right now that the marrow inside crack open the bone and take the marrow out. So the Havamin news now, there's no marrow inside this bone. Still, the Mishnah says you have to burn the bone. Why? That there it says, because since there was a time when there was marrow inside it, so at that time the bone was helping out what's inside it, so God is shame, his tashmish l'noiser, like noiser itself, that's why you have to burn it. Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, shimush noiser lav milsi, no. The fact that a bone helps out the noiser means nothing. It doesn't make the bone noiser. It doesn't do anything to it. Abazay lomalus reifam, what do you have to burn it for? Nitbarinu. Stam, break it right now, break open the bone right now, and take out the marrow right now. Ditu, v'nisafiyu, and burn it right now. V'nishdinu liditu, and then take the bone and throw it away. His davar is, right now, if you're only worried about the marrow itself, davar is, since right now, the marrow is nicer inside, you can't eat it, so davar is now, there's no issa breaking the bone. So if you have a bone right now, that this was left overnight, Pesach in the morning, you have the bone. Or let's say even Chalamoyed, you have this bone. So the Havamina is, just for the noiser that's inside the bone, you know what you should do? Crack open the bone right now, scrape out the marrow, burn that, that's noiser, but the bone throw away. Why does the Mishnah say you have to burn the bone? So it's a raya like Rav Mori here, to say that since this bone helped out the marrow, the bone itself also has a din like noiser. So it's not enough just to scrape out the marrow inside, but rather you have to burn the bone itself. So it's a raya to Rav Mori. Mori says no. Amri loy, I'll tell you from here, there's no raya to him. L'yoyla meimaloch shimash noiseh lav milse. I'll tell you really, the fact the bone helped out, kept the marrow inside it, means nothing. If you could scrape out the marrow, break open the bone, and take the marrow outside, the bone itself you could just throw away. You don't have to burn the bone. The fact the bone helped out the marrow means nothing. So why does our Mishnah say you have to burn the bones? Uksovar boy the kosher. The afilu the apostle. Our Tana the Mishnah knows that it is allowed. You're not allowed to break the bones of a korban pesach, not only if the korban is kosher, even if the korban is posel. Even if the marrow inside the bone became nicer, it stood overnight, still you're not allowed to break the bone. Even if the bone now is posel, in other words, the marrow inside you let stay overnight, so the marrow is nicer, still there's a lav, you're not allowed to break open the bone. So that's why our Mishnah says you have to burn the bone. Not because the bone itself is considered like nicer, but because there's something inside the bone. There's marrow inside the bone, and that is meat. That should have been eaten, but you're not allowed to eat it because you can't break it open. And now that it became nicer, you have to burn it. So the reason why you have to burn the whole bone is because you have to get the marrow inside to burn it. And the only way you can do that is by burning the whole bone. But maybe if for somehow you would just scrape out the marrow, maybe the bone you would be allowed to throw away. You wouldn't have to burn it. It wouldn't be a riot to a mori from our Mishnah. For the Gemara, could that be true? Afilu b'psul slaka baitach. You want to tell me that the law not to break a bone from a korban pesach applies even when the korban is posel? Is that true? For your Tanan, we learned like this. Avol ha-moiseh b'tor. If somebody left over meat that was tor and didn't eat it, he was over the issa noiser. He left over the meat overnight and did not eat it. Or else, v'yahashoyver b'tomei. Somebody took a tomedik of korban pesach, the korban pesach that's tomei, it's not edible, and he broke a bone. So the next Mishnah says, you should know, Einoi Seifek Esamoyim. He does not get Malkus. So Mashman is no Issa Diraisa. So on the first part of the Mishnah, the Pshat is, Noiser is, oh, you don't get Malkus. Because what's Noiser? You didn't eat the meat, you let it stay overnight. So that's called the Lav Shain by Maisa. You did not do any Maisa. You just let it stay overnight, therefore you don't get Malkus. That's called the Lav Shain Bo Maisa. You didn't do anything. It's just like Shevi Yatase, by not doing anything, by not eating the meat. You let the meat become nicer, you don't get Malkus. But then it says, if you break the bone from a korban pesach that's tamei, also you don't get Malkus. Why not? Then you did a lav. So the Kuri, you see from the Mishnah, that since the korban is posel, there's no lav in breaking the bone, you are allowed to break the bone. So we're back to Kasha and our Mishnah then. Why does our Mishnah say these are tzomis? That was left overnight. That's posel. You have to burn the bone. What do you have to burn the bone for? Break open the bone. There's no lav in breaking open the bone. And scrape out the marrow and just burn the marrow. So the chur, there should be a raya again to Rav Mori. That the reason why you have to burn the bone is because since the bone helped out the marrow inside, the bone itself is considered like nicer. Mori says, no, again, there's no raya. I'll tell you like kasha. There's no kasha here. Kan shehoysel shasa kosher. Kan shehoysel shasa kosher. If there was a one time when this bone was edible, then we say, in the schal on this bone, you're not allowed to break the bone. So even though, like in our Mishnah, you left the bone stay overnight. But at the beginning, the bone came from a kosherdik animal. Like throughout the night time, you were allowed to eat the meat of the korban pesach. It was a kosher or korban pesach. When does the korban become possible? Only when you let it stay overnight. So in such a case, the lav not to break the bones stays on. Even the next morning, when the bone became nicer, still you're not allowed to break it. The next Mishnah says that if you break the bone of a korban pesach that's tomei, you don't get malchus, there's no iser. That's talking about it was tomei mikoro. It never had a shasa kosher. There was never a time when it was roi to eat the meat. Hey, if the korban became tomei, right away b'shashchita. It was never a time to eat it, so then we say the iser to break the bone was never chal, never started. It only starts if there's a time when you're allowed to eat the meat. You're allowed to eat the meat. Now we say that there's a lav not to break the bone now. Even if later it becomes nicer, the lav still applies. So therefore, our Mishnah is talking about where it once had a shasa kosher. It was once edible. Therefore, the lav still applies. That's why our Mishnah says you have to burn the whole bone. Even though the only thing that's nicer is the marrow inside, but you can't scrape out the marrow because you're not allowed to break this bone. So there's no raya to Rav Mori. Now the Gemara says, Oman Tana, who is this Tana? Like from our Mishnah, the Shoni leder makes a difference. Bein Shoyis L'Shasa Kosher. If there was a time when this carbon was once kosher, you were allowed to eat it. L'Loi Hoyis L'Shasa Kosher. To say that the next Mishnah that says there's no lav in breaking the bone from a carbon tamei, that's talking about where it was never a Shasa Kosher. Who is this Tana? Rabbi Yaakov. It goes according to Rabbi Yaakov. The Tanya learns in a brace like this. The Pasuk in Shemai says, the etzem le'sishpru boi. You're not allowed to break a bone from a carbon pesach. So we dash in, what does it mean, boi? The kosher of loy b'posel. Only when the carbon is kosher. Calls the man you're allowed to eat the meat, that's when there's a lav, you're not allowed to break the bone. But once the carbon becomes posel, even noiser, then you're allowed to break the bone. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yaakov Vaymano. If at one time the carbon was kosher, v'nifsol, and then it became posel, like our Mishnah, where you let the bone stay overnight, or the next morning, when the carbon now becomes nicer, yeshboi mishum shviras etzem. They're still alive, you're still not allowed to break the bone of this carbon. Since last night you were allowed to eat the meat, so last night there was a lav not to break the bones, so that lav still remains. Even the next morning, when it becomes nicer, still there's a lav not to break the bone. So that's why our Mishnah says that if you have this bone that was left overnight, since there's marrow inside it, and that is nicer, you have to burn it. So the only way to get to it is to burn the whole bone, because you're not allowed to break open the bone. What about loy hois l'shasa kosher? No, it was never roy teat. The carbon became tomei right away. Right after shchita, the animal became tomei. It was never a time you're allowed to eat the meat. Ain't by mishum shviras etzem. That's Pshan, the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says if you have a carbon pesach that's tomei, means it was tomei right away, so if you break the bone there, there's no lav. We have Yishimin Oimer, a third time it says, Echot zev, yechot zev, ein boi mishum shvirus etzem. He says no. Any type of a carbon that's posel, even though it once had a shasa kosher, but about right now the carbon is posel, there's no lav in breaking the bone. You're allowed to break the bone. So these are different to know you. For the moment, we have a kasha now. Kolat somes hakodeshim. Any bone that comes from a korban from kodeshim, ain tunin sreifa. There's no chiyuv to burn the bone itself. Chutz only meyat somes hapesach. Only from the bones of a korban pesach do we say sometimes you have to burn the bone. Why? Mipnei atakolo. Because there's something wrong with it. There's something that there's a takol involved. So Rashi says because there's noisa there. You're not allowed to break open the bone and scrape off the marrow. Because there's a law not to break the bone. Therefore, you have to burn the whole bone the way it is, because since there's marrow inside the bone, and the marrow inside is nicer, so you have to burn it, you have to burn the whole bone. That's this braisa. Mashenken, by other kachim, we say no. Other kachim, we don't have to burn the bone itself. For the Gemara, hani atzom esechidomi. What type of bones are we talking about here? Ilayim with the lesbu moyach, if there's no marrow inside it, lomalus reifam, why do you have to burn it altogether? The bone itself, there's no dinoiser on the bone. Noiser is only something that was a mitzvah to eat it. If you didn't eat it, there's chala dinoiser. But the bone that's not edible, there's no noiser, you don't have to burn it. Elopshita diyisbumayich. Avada, we're talking about here bones that has marrow inside it. Now, vi salkodaitich, if you're going to tell me, shimish noiser, milsi, if you're going to tell me that a bone that holds inside it the marrow, once the marrow became noiser, the din is even the bone itself, machmas atzmai, you have to burn it, even if you scrape out all the marrow now, still the bone itself you have to burn, because the bone was once holding up noiser. It became like noiser. Why does the Rashi say here? Atzom is kodeshim. If you have bones from a regular carbon, from a carbon chatis, a carbon oila, is amai ein toin tunin sreifa. Why don't you have to burn the bones? So bishleim and not like with moriatei pshatis. Stam a bone of a carbon shlomer that became noiser. You know what you do with the bone? Crack it open, scrape out the marrow. The marrow you have to burn, but the rest of the bone you don't have to burn. The rest of the bone is nothing. Throw it away. But according to Rav Mori, that Rav Mori says, once the bone was helping along the marrow, it had a shein noiser on it, so why don't you have to burn the bone? You should have to burn it. The bone is also called noiser now. So it's a kashan Rav Mori. Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. You know what this braisa that says? That you do not have to burn the bones of kachim. And we're talking about bones that have marrow inside it. So of course the marrow you do have to burn. So it means to say you just scrape out the marrow and the bones throw away. So why? Hochem Mayaskin, and we're talking about here, Kagoin Shemotson Chalutzen. I tell you, we're talking about you found bones that was hollowed. We're talking about now you found cracked open bones. So Lachim is like this. At some is Kodeshim, if you find cracked open bones from a Korban Shlomim, or from a Korban Chattis, I tell you, you know what? That's what happens. You find now the bones cracked open. You know what you have a right to say? There's no love in breaking open this bone. You're allowed to break open the bone of a Korban Pes, of a Korban Shlomim, or Korban Chattis. So I tell you, you know when they broke open this bone? Kami din a heavy noiser. Chaltinu. Before the bone became noiser. Like a Korban Chattis, you're allowed to eat it that day. That day and that night, you're allowed to eat it. So I tell you, the Kohen that was eating the meat of this Korban Chattis, he took the bone, and he cracked open the bone throughout the day, and scraped out the marrow and ate it. And the bone he left over. So that's why you don't have to burn the bone. Because there was never noiser in the bone. When does Rav Mori say the bone becomes usher? Only if you left over the marrow inside the bone, that the marrow became noiser. Then we say, once the marrow is noiser, the bone that's holding it up has also become noiser. But by regular carbon, if you find bones that are cracked open, we name on that the bailim, if it's a shlomim, the bailim, or if it's carbon chattis, that the kayin, they for sure cracked open the bone when you were still allowed to eat it. And they ate the marrow. So now the bone, you don't have to burn, there's nothing wrong with it. The bone never helped along the noiser. Therefore, we don't have to burn it. If you find the bones from a Korban Pesach, here for sure there's a lav. According to everybody, Kozman, it's nighttime that you're allowed to eat the meat. Kozman, it's not chal noiser, for sure you're not allowed to break open the bone. So, these bones, Kozman, it's not noiser, you can't crack open the bone. When you're allowed to crack open the bones, according to some on the Yomrim, only Labosa didn't have any noiser. Only after the bone was stayed overnight, that now it's chal noiser, now like some on the Yomrim before, like Abshim we had, once the bone becomes noiser, now there's no more lav in breaking it. So I'll tell you who the chal tinu. That's when they first cracked open this bone, in the next morning first. The male of a heaven, it's a riot to Rav Mori now. So even if you could tell me you find hollowed out bones from a Korban Pesach, that they scraped out the marrow, and they burned the marrow, still the din is, you have to burn these bones. Why? Because this bone for sure had the marrow inside it when it became nicer. Because you're not allowed to break open the bone last night when you're still allowed to eat the meat. Before the marrow becomes nicer, you're not allowed to break open the bone. When did they break open the bone? First after it became nicer. So at the time when it became nicer, the bone also has the shame nicer, according to Rav Mori. So the character's price is a riot to Rav Mori. That's why these bones, even though they're cracked open, you have to burn them. Mashenkin, the bones of a chattis, or the bones of a shlomim, you don't have to burn the bones. Because there we say for sure, they cracked open the bone when there was still time to eat the marrow. And they ate the marrow. So it was never chal nicer. So therefore, bones itself is not nicer, you don't have to burn them. That's one teretz. We have Zvidom, this is another teretz. We have Zvidom, Hochem, and Mayaskinin. Again, the Kashrut is talking about you find bones of a regular korban, you don't have to burn them. If you find bones of a korban pesach, you have to burn them. You know what? Hochem, and Mayaskinin. They're going Shemotzon, Siburin, Siburin. You found a whole big pile of bones here. That's what we're talking about.